Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yitzchak Menachem, Megiddo Mo Brian Delea, Rochel Bas Sara, Yudim and Sion Ben Naomi, Shalva Bas Avigail Rezel, Yoel Ben Esther, they shall before Shalem Besach Shalcha Yisrael, and Rev Aaron Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, and Rev Shmuel Ben Yam, Tishna Rochel Leah, for David Shukrala Ben Rochel, Moshe Shimon Ben Brian Akela, they should all have Baruch Abba Hatzlacha B'chol Maasei Adam. We're going to be learning the sugi of Kiddush Rishon and Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Asid Love of the Gemara. And the Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Tes Amud Beis says that the difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim is that after the Mishkan and Shiloh was destroyed, Bamos were mutter, the altars, private altars were mutter. After Yerushalayim was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, altars were not permitted, as if there was still a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Daf Yud says in the name of Yitzchak that they were makriv in Beis Chonyo in Alexandria in Egypt. Chonyo would be makriv karbonos bizman hazeh after the Chorban HaBayis. Why? Because Kedusha Rishon was kitchel l'shaita v'lo kitchel asid lover, because since there was no longer a Beis HaMikdash, there was no longer Kedushas HaMikdash, and memeli you were allowed to be makriv karbonos. Even in Mitzrayim you were allowed to make a private bama. The Gemara concludes that it's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer says, Shamat shibona behechol osin kloim lehechol v'kloim lazar. I heard when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, the time when they would build, when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of Ezra by Sheni, they would make klaim lehechol, and they'd make klaim for the Azarah. They'd make curtains for the Hechol and curtains for the Azarah. The difference was that when they would build a klaim for the Hechol, bonim mi bechutz, or b'Azarah bonim mi befnim. So when they would make, we'll see what Rashi says in a moment, they would make the klaim in the Hechel, they would build outside, and the Azara they would build inside. From Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati Shemakriv and Alf Bishem Bayis. Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard that they're makriv, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Kedusha Rishon, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha La'asid Lava. I heard that they're makriv, even though there's no Bayis. And the reason is because Kedusha Rishona was not only Kitcha L'Shaita, but was also Kitcha L'Asid Lava. Where would they bring these karbanos? In the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying that since Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, but Kitcha L'Asid Lava, even though there's no bias, as long as they build the Mizbeach, they can bring karbanos. So the Gemara wants to learn from this that Rabbi Yeshua is arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lava, and we'll see now in a moment. Rashi says, V'kasavra Kitch Kedusha Shenes Katsi Yerushalayim Ena Kedusha Le'olam U'mishachor V'hut Rabbanos. So Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that they're makriv Bebeis Chonyo, holds that the Kedusha of Kedushas Yerushalayim isn't holy forever, and after the Chorban HaBayis, Bamos become mutter. So he says, it's Kitcha L'Shaita, V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. What does L'Asid Lavo mean? Kalomar Misha Techrav, after it's destroyed. So after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there's no Kedusha L'Asid Lavo. And then we had Rabbi Eliezer, who said that they would, when they built the Beis HaMikdash by Sheni, they would have Kloim L'Hechol. Now the Gemara is assuming, says Rashi, b'mokom chomos hechol sheyem ezbeach abani ba'azara koru esher pesach oil moed. You know why they made klaim lehechol? You know why they made curtains for the hechol? Because it's instead of walls. And this way, the mizbeach that's built in the azara will be called pesach oil moed. How do you make this oil moed? If you don't have walls, you had at least curtains. Otherwise, they wouldn't, Rashi says, they wouldn't bring karbanos until they finished the binyan. And they already started before they finished the binyan, as it says in Sefer Ezra. So right now we're assuming, what's the purpose of these klaim lehechol? In order that it should be considered, the azara should be considered Pesach Oel Moed, that the courtyard should be the opening of the tent of meeting, and in order to make it a tent of meeting, you need curtains. So that's the purpose of the klaim. So how would they make these klaim? Bonami bachut she akloim prusim lefnim me ovi achoma shloye kansu abonim letocha hechol. The klaim were spread inside the thickness of the walls in order that the bonim shouldn't enter the Heichal. So you would have the wall that they were building, and then they would have the curtains. So the curtains were more inside, closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then inside of that, and then or outside of that, they would build towards the outside, further away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would build the walls. Why? So that the bonim, the builders, shouldn't enter the Heichal. And then when they built the Azara, it was just the opposite. Bonim mibifnim. That the Kelayim would be outside of the Azara, and then inside of that they would build the walls. So the Gemara says, Lav Mechal de Rabbi Eliezer, de boy Kelayim, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says that Rabbi Yeshua, after Rabbi Eliezer says this whole thing about how they used to use these, made these Kelayim for the Heichal, Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he says that we're makriv even though there's no bias, because kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asid lavo. So even if there's no bias, the kedusha remains. Lav mechlal. So from the fact that the Gemara presented first the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and then the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, so it's mashma that they're arguing. Lav mechlal Rabbi Eliezer, mechlal Rabbi Eliezer, sever lo kitcha l'asid lavo. If Rabbi Yoshua, who argues with Rabbi Eliezer, says kitcha l'asid lavo, it must be the Rebbe Eliezer hold, lo kitcha l'asid lavo. And that the reason, how do we know that? Because Rashi says, the boy Klein. That's why he needs the curtains. And therefore wasn't holy after the Chorban, and they made these curtains instead of the binyan. V'chazer v'kitchu v'todosu v'shir, and then they were makadish it again with the Morises and Sanhedrin, how they're makadish the in Shavuos, how they're makadish the Azara, with todas, the carbon todas, and shir, etc. Look in the Gemara and Shavuos, and of Tezayin Amar Aleph. So we have now at Kan Divrei HaGemara, we have now in the Gemara we have the Mishnah that says, to summarize, that there's no, the difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim is that, among other things, Shiloh has Heter Bamos afterwards and Yerushalayim doesn't have a Heter Bamos afterwards. After Yerushalayim is destroyed, there is no, after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, there is no Heter to bring, make your own private altar. Then the Gemara has a machlokes. The Gemara says that Rav Yitzchak holds that we're makriv bizman hazeh outside the Beis HaMikdash because Kedusha Rishon is kitchel l'shait and not kitchel l'asid lavo. Since there's no longer Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, you could be makriv outside Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Eliezer argues with him. He must be saying that Kedusha Rishon is kitchel l'shait v'lo kitchel l'asid lavo. Then, excuse me, and then the Gemara says the machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer says that you make these curtains. Why are you making these curtains? Because Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, and therefore you need these curtains apparently to give it the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha, in order to be Makar of the Karbanos. And Rabbi Yoshua says, no, you're Makar even though there's no bias, just get him his Bech and everything is cool. So Rabbi Yoshua is holding Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita and Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, therefore you don't need the curtains. Rabbi Eliezer holds you do need the curtains, holds Kedusha Rishona is not Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, and that's why you need the curtains. So it's really a machlokas. So what Rav Yitzchak says that they're makrif in Beis Chonyo because Kedusha Rishon is kitchel l'shaita and not kitchel l'asid lavo, and therefore you are allowed to be makrif and even in Mitzrayim make your own bamas because Kedusha Rishon is not kadosh l'asid lavo. And since it's not holy l'asid lavo, that there's no longer Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to be makrif outside the Beis HaMikdash. That agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua, who holds, excuse me, that agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds also that Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, when they wanted to be makriv Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, they needed the curtains. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua argues, and he says Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, you don't need no curtains, you don't need any curtains, your makriv Afal Pishain Bais. And the Mishnah that says that Kedusha Yerushalayim, there's no Heter Bamas afterwards, is because Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, and Memela, there's still Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, and you're now to be make your own Bamas outside of Yerushalayim. Yitzchak argues, or Yitzchak Shemati, that Makriv in Beis Chonyo B'Zman is it, because Kedusha Rishona is Kitcha L'Shaita and not Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, and therefore you can be Makriv even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So there are a number of kashas brought in the wonderful sefer Ma'ariv Simcha and Simen Chaf of Hamlik Shlita. Number of kashas which we're going to ask now. The Gemara in Shavuos, the Mishnah says in Daf Yudalit that the way to be mosif on the kedusha to the Ir Yerushalayim and to the Azaris is with a melech, a navi, Urim Vitumim, Sanhedrin of 71, two carbon todas and shear. For kol shalom nasis b'chol elu, hanichal shalom ein chayv alein. If it's, you don't sanctify it this way, if you go into a person goes into this place bituma, so he's not chayv. So unless you follow the rules of sanctifying the mikdash as it's supposed to be sanctified, the person who's nichnas bituma isn't chayv, whether he's shogeg or mezid. So the Gemara in Shavuos and of Tezayin Amar Aleph says itmar. Rav Huna Amar b'chol elu tnan. Rav Huna says pshat in the Mishnah is b'chol elu, that you have to do everything that it says. Why? Because Rav Huna holds kasavar kedusha rishona kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel asid lava. Really, the kedusha is always there, and Ezra's job zechel alma hudavat. Ezra's mekadesh l'makom hamikdash was just doing it as a zecher to the first kiddush. To be mefarsein that you have to be shomer al kedushas Yerushalayim, but he really didn't have to, because the kedusha that David and Shlomo were mekadesh Yerushalayim, the makom hamikdash, was still there, and we didn't need the kiddush of Ezra. In the time of the kiddush of Ezra, there was not an Urim Tumim, and there wasn't a melech, so they didn't have all the conditions anyway. So Rav Huna holds that b'chol elu tanan, you have to have all the conditions. If one of them is missing, the kiddush is in chal. And Ezra, who did it without all the conditions, so he was only doing it zeichel alma. Rav Nachman Omar ba'achas mikol elu tanan. Why? One of them is enough, because kasavar kedush rishona kitchel shaita v'lo kitchel lasid lavo, that it wasn't holy forever, and Ezra was mekadeshit even though there were an urim v'tumim. So it must be that he's missing Urim Vitum, so you don't need all of the conditions, all of the things listed in the Mishnah, Melech, Anabi, Sanhedrin, etc., etc. Rashi explains, Rav Huna Amar B'chol Eilu Tanan, Kasabar Kolomar, V'im Yishum Kiddush Ezra, Davoy B'vay Sheni B'lo Melech U'lo Urim Vitumim. So if Rav Huna, who says that B'chol Eilu Tanan, they need all of them, what about the Kiddush of Ezra? There was no Melech, there was no Urim Vitumim. Like the Gemara says in Yuman Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that there was no Urim Vitumim in the time of Bayis Sheni. It's because the Kiddush Rishon of David and Shlomo was never Batel, and Ezra was only Mekadesh. He didn't add anything, he just did it as a Zecher. And the Gemara later on concludes, Tanoi Desanyar Belazar Shematik Shebona Behechel Asu Kloim Lehechel. Our Gemara that we learned, Eliezer says, when they built the Hechel, they made curtains for the Azaras, and the Hechel they would build outside, the Azaras they would build inside. Rabbi Yeshua says, I heard that they're makriv, even though there's no bias. Why? Because what does Rabbi Yeshua hold? Rabbi Yeshua holds Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Lasid Lavo, and therefore you go to the Makom HaMikdash, you could be bring Karbanos, even though there's no bias, because the Kedusha is always there. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua seems to be arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer holds Lo Kitchel Lasid Lavo. Rabbi Yeshua says Kitchel Lasid Lavo. Rabbi Eliezer says Lo Kitchel Lasid Lavo. And that is their machlokas. It's this question again is a machlokas whether kitchel lasid lava or not. So Rashi says, and Rabbi Yeshua Shemati, I heard Meir Abosai, that what kishiyubonim behechol when they would Rabbi Eliezer heard Meir Abosai kishiyubonim behechol when they would build in the hechol in the time of Ezra. Rashi says osim klaim in the place of the choma they would build, they would make these curtains both for the hechol and for the azara. Elisha behechol nasnu aklaim. Rashi says lefnimi makom achoma bonim sechomim bechutz. They would put the klaim inside the place of the choma, and then they would build the choma outside. Why? Shleyazunu einem in a hechol, in order that they shouldn't look at the hechol. Because sakadaitach tahana klaim the Rabbi Lezer kdei lahach shir azaras lakriv carbon. And we're assuming now that these klaim were to prepare the azaras in order to be makriv a carbon. The main bias ain't carbon. If there's no bias, there's no carbon. So these klaim were to create this bias. Why? Because kedusha rishona batlala. because the Kiddusha Rishona was no longer there, so therefore you needed the curtains. So if you read Rashi carefully, as we always should, you'll see that l'chora there's a stira. Because in Megillah, Rashi says, you know why we would put curtains? We'd make curtains for the Heichal, so that the builders don't go into the Heichal. As we read out before, we don't want Shalei Kansu Abonam Toch Heichal. We don't want the builders to go into Heichal. That's what the curtains are for. In Shavuos, Rashi says, you know why we built these curtains? So that they don't look at the Heichal. So that's a big, big difference. The curtains are, they shouldn't enter the Heichal, they shouldn't look at the Heichal. There's another stira between the two sugyas, that these klaim were needed so they should be makriv karbanos. So here in Megillah Rashi says, Shiyehe mizbeach koresh or pesach almoid. We want the mizbeach to be called the entrance to the tent of meeting, and therefore you need these curtains to make this oel moed. Otherwise you couldn't bring karbanos until they finish the binyan. There in Shavuos Rashi says, you know what the klaim were for? Shimein bayis ain karban. If there's no bayis, there's no karban. So Rashi doesn't say that the mizbeach should be called Pesach Ol Moed. Rashi says, if there's no bayis, there's no karban, and that's why you need the curtains to make the bayis. In Megillah Rashi says, the curtains are in order that the mizbeach should be called to the entrance of the Pesach Ol Moed, of the Ol Moed. There's also a difference. Al Kopanim, we see that only in Shavuos Rashi says that through these klaim, it's considered as if we have a bayis mamish. That it has a shame gomor of Beis HaMikdash through these klaim. That's only in Shavuos. And therefore, Rashi says, in Shavuos, that it has mamish the Kedushas Heichal, and we can aser it ad kedei kach shalei yazunu eneim in a Heichal. It has such Kedusha, they shouldn't even look at it. Which is a much higher level of Kedusha. And they shouldn't go into it. They shouldn't walk into it. They shouldn't even look at it because it already has Kedushas Heichal, because these curtains create the Shem Bayis. So in Shavuos, the curtains are creating the Shem Bayis. In our Sugya, he explains, in Megillah, he doesn't say anything. He says that it should be called Pesach Ol Moed. He doesn't say anything about Bayis. Since he doesn't say anything about bayis, you can't aser their eyes from seeing it, because it doesn't have Kedushas Heichal Mamish. So therefore, what are you making these curtains for? That they shouldn't walk in? We need these curtains. We need the we need to be Mekadish the Makom, Bebeis Todos Fashir. It doesn't have its Kedusha anymore that it used to have, but these curtains don't create a Kedushas Heichal Mamish. Rashi doesn't say it gives it a shame bias. So it's enough to be Makrif Karbonos, but it's not yet called a bias. That's in our Sugya and Megillah. And therefore, why would they make these curtains? In order that they shouldn't enter into the Makom HaKodesh. So we have already a fundamental difference between our Sugya and the Sugya and Shavuos. Shavuos Rashi is learning that it's curtains create a shame bias, and therefore they're not even allowed to look. We don't want it to look inside. And in Megillah, Rashi says, what's the purpose of the curtains? That they shouldn't walk inside because it's not mamish Hashem bayis. So in Shavuos we have a chumrah that the only way you can bring karbanos is if you have a bayis gamur. In Megillah you don't need a bayis gamur. And you also have a kula in Shavuos, the sugya in Shavuos, that you can already have a din bayis just with klaim. You don't need a wall. But these klaim create a chumrah that they already have a din bayis with the klaim. But the kula is that you don't actually need a wall. And in Megillah, Rashi learns a kula that you can have karbanos just by being mekadesh the makom hamikdash, even though it's not mamish a bayis. So the kula in Megillah is you don't mamish need a shem bayis. But it's a chumrah that we're machmir, and we say that if you just have these klaim, it doesn't yet have a shame bias. But since it doesn't yet have a shame bias, a kula comes out that it doesn't have all the dine bias of not being allowed to look at the heichal. However, we have to ask, Poseidon. So good, we see Rashi in one place says one thing, was one Mahalach, and Rashi in the others, and Megillah is one Mahalach, and Shavuos is a different Mahalach. But what forces Rashi to make such big chilukim between the two sugyas? So this is a big yesod in all the Marba books, and Rav Hamnik's 15-20 Ad Sfarim. A big yesod is when you have two parallel sugyas, and you see chilukim in the Lashon of the Gemara and Rashi, then we have to learn that they're talking about two different things. We have to understand the differences between the two sugyas. Another thing to note is that in Megillah, Rashi writes that Kedusha Rishona, Rashi says, Niskachi Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was sanctified. He doesn't say who sanctified it. In Shavuos, Rashi says, you know who sanctified Kedusha Rishona? David and Shlomo. Why in Megillah doesn't he mention David and Shlomo? Also in Arsig in Megillah, Rashi says that it wasn't Kadosh Lasid Lavo, according to the Mandomer that it wasn't Kadosh Lasid Lavo, is Kolomer Mishatechrov. That after it was destroyed, it wasn't holy Lasid Lavo. But in Shavuos, Rashi didn't say anything that Mishatechrov, it's not holy Lasid Lavo. Why did Rashi omit that in Shavuos? So now we will get to our answer and understand the chiluk between the two sukkis. There's a big chiluk. That the Mishnah in Megillah, our Mishnah in Megillah, is not talking about the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. It's talking about the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. He says, Ein Bein Shilu Yerushalayim. Elisha B'Shilu Ochlam Kachim Kalim, U'maisu Sheni B'chol Aroa, Shilu you can do as far as you see, and Yerushalayim only within the walls. So the Mishnah is Oisek B'Kedushas Yerushalayim B'Toyras Ir. And it's not Oisek at all, B'Kedushas Beis HaMikdash B'Toyras Bayis. Talking about the Kedusha of the city of Yerushalayim, and not the Yerushalayim, and not the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash as a house. And if we find that the Gemara talks about the din of Hakrabas Karbanos, it's totally whether there's a bias or not. We have to say that this sugya holds that the din of Karban is not totally in the same bias. It's totally in Kedushas Yerushalayim, just the only place in Yerushalayim that you could be makriv is the Makom HaMikdash. But if we're discussing that whether or not there's a Beis HaMikdash, whether or not there's Kedushas Mikdash is going to determine whether you could be makriv Karbanos there. If there is Kedushas HaMikdash, you can. If there isn't, you can't. And whether you could be makriv Karbanos outside of Yerushalayim, if there isn't Kedushas HaMikdash, then you can. If there is Kedushas HaMikdash, then you can't. So this is all talui in Kedushas Yerushalayim. Just in Yerushalayim, the place to be makar of the Karbanos is in the Makom HaMikdash. But it's Talu Yerushalayim. The emphasis in Megillah is on Yerushalayim, is on the city. So it comes out that according to this sugya, we're learning a big chiddush. That besides the Dine Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash, B'Torah's Bayis, there's a Din Kiddusha of the Makom HaMikdash, B'Torah's Makom HaMikdash should be Yerushalayim. And if there's no Kedushas Yerushalayim, then there's no Kedushas HaMikdash. So the Makom HaMikdash, the Gemara is learning in Megillah, the Makom HaMikdash is not Stam a Makom HaMikdash, it's a Makom HaMikdash of Yerushalayim. It gets its Kedusha from Yerushalayim. If there's no more Kedusha in Yerushalayim, then the Makom HaMikdash loses its Kedusha. Now Yerushalayim, it's still in the same place. Even if there's Kibush, there's Galus, it's still the same Yerushalayim. So why do we say that the Kedusha goes away? So that's why Rashi explains that according to the Mandamar, Lo Kitcha Lasid Lavo, you know why it isn't holy forever? Kolomer Mishatechrav. That there's a special din. That even though the city of Yerushalayim is still in the same place, nevertheless, if the bias was destroyed, and it is no longer built, it loses its Kedusha. So the whole Kedusha of the Mikdash is coming from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in the same place. Nothing happened. So the answer is that despite that, there's a special din, even though it's getting its Kedusha from Yerushalayim, with a special din that if there's no bias, then it loses its Kedusha according to the Ma'an Darma Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shai Tevelo Kitchel Lassid Lava. And since we're talking about Kedusha Yerushalayim and about the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash as a Maila in the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and we're not talking about the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash B'Taras Bayis, therefore the Rashi says Yerushalayim was Miskadesh B'Rishonah, and it doesn't matter by who. Rashi doesn't say by who. Yerushalayim wasn't completely captured in the time of Yehoshua, as it says in Yehoshua, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Samach Gimel, Vesayivusi, Yehoshua Yerushalayim, Lo Yechlu B'nei Yudol Arishim. They didn't completely kick out the Jebusites, the Yevusis. And it's not so clear if it was already Miskadesh through this Kibush. So we don't know exactly who was Kovish Yerushalayim, who sanctified Yerushalayim. So Memeila, Rashi doesn't say by who. We don't know exactly by who. Hakopanim, according to the sugya, our sugya in Megillah, you don't need Kedushas HaBayis to be Makar of Karbanos. You need the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash as a Makom HaMakudash Shebi Yerushalayim, but doesn't have to have Torah's Bayis. It's drawing all of its power from Yerushalayim. And therefore Rashi says, that you know why they spread the curtains? B'makom binyan, instead of the building. So the purpose of the curtains was to make mechitzas. And then they were makadesh b'toldos u'vishir. But now, in order to understand better, we see the sugyan shvus. The sugyan shvus understands the opposite. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, Rav Huna says, b'chol eilu. Rav Nachman says, "Ba'achas mikol eilu." Rav Huna says, "You need all the things that it says in the Mishnah," and therefore Ezra did it without all of the conditions in the Mishnah. Without, there was no Urim v'Tumim, there was no Melech, so therefore the Kedusha Rishona was Lasid Lavo, and therefore you didn't need everything. He says, "Normally you need everything to be Makadosh, but it was Kishal Lasid Lavo. You don't need obviously anything. Ezra just did it Lezecher." And Rav Nachman says, "Ba'achas mikol eilu," because Kedusha Rishona wasn't Lasid Lavo. So they're discussing Kedushas Beis HaMikdash B'Taras Bayis. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah was told of this din of Tamei Shenichas LaMikdash in this Kiddush. It says, V'chol Shelo Nasas, B'chol Eilu HaNichnas Sham Einu Chayav Aleh. And on this, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are arguing. They're arguing on this, the Kedushas HaZara, the Kedushas HaMikdash, the Kedushas HaBayis, not Kedushas Yerushalayim. So they're talking not mitzad Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas HaBayis as it's derived from Kedushas Yerushalayim, but Kedushas HaBayis B'Taras Bayis. And they're discussing that part of the Mishnah that says, Kol Shalonas is B'chol Eilu, if you don't Makadish the HaZara with Navi or Metum, etc., etc., etc. So Hanichnas L'Sham, if you go in there, you're not Chayiv. Because you need these things. So Rav Huna learned that you need all of them. Rav Nachman learned you only need one of them. Rav Huna learned you need all of them. And in the time of Ezra, they didn't have all of them because it was only Zechel Alma and it was Kedusha Lasid Lavo. And Rav Nachman says in Ezra they one was enough, and Ezra it was not Kedusha Lasid Lavo. In the time of Ezra, they were Makadosh. Hakopan and the Machlokas here is about Kedusha Sabayis B'Taras Bayis. And therefore, Rashi says that they're arguing whether the Kedusha Rishona remained, that was Niskach Lai Dei Davru Shlomo. What did Davru Shlomo, what were they Makadosh? The Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi, therefore, in Shavuos, didn't have to explain, according to the Mandi Amar, Lo Kitchad Lasid Lavo, where the Kedusha Rishona went. Because, of course, if there's no bias, Memela, there's no Kedusha. In our sugya, Rashi had to say Mishatech Rav Abayis, which was the Chiddush. That was a Chiddush that even though it's derived, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash derived from Yerushalayim, still Mishatech Rav Abayis, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it loses its Kedusha. That was a huge Chiddush. But in our Sugya and Shavuos, where we're talking about it only gets its Kedusha from being a Bayis, of course if there's no Bayis, there's going to be no more Kedusha, according to the Man D'Yomer of Lokit Shalasid Lavu. Rashi doesn't have to explain everything. Rashi says, Kedusha Rishona Patlala, of course, automatically it goes away. V'adarab. It's a big Kedush according to the other Man D'Yomer. That when they rebuild the Beis HaMikdash so that it can be Miskadesh with Todos and Shir, etc., even though there was the Bais went away. So how did so the Chiddush is that nevertheless you could be Mekadesh, but that's a Chiddush. Because here we're talking about the Bais B'Torah's Bais. So if you tell me that now when they build this new bias, they could be Mekadesh the bias again, that's a big Kiddush. Because it lost its Kedusha. So now we're saying, oh, but it can get it back. But the fact that it lost it in the first place when it was destroyed, it's no Kiddush at all. Rashi doesn't even have to explain. Of course, all the Kedusha is totally in the same bias. And therefore, according to this Sugya, Rashi explains that on the tzad that Rabbi Eliezer holds, lo kitshel lasid lavo, what was the purpose of these klaim? To make a bayis mamish, in order that they could be mekadesh at b'kedusha shniya. And therefore Rashi says, that in ain bayis, ain carbon. If there's no bayis, there's no carbon. Rashi didn't say that in Megillah. So you see that Rashi is emphasizing in Shavuos, that it has a shame bayis. And that in order, and that these klaim that you're making, give it a shame bias, because it ain't bias, ain't karba. Whereas in Megillah, it's not because of the shame bias, it's because of the Kedushas Yerushalayim. And therefore Rashi doesn't emphasize the bias aspect. And again, you see the Mishnah, upon which the Gemara is discussing in Shavuos, is talking about the bias. Whereas the Mishnah in Megillah that we're discussing is talking about Kedushas Yerushalayim. Because Kedushas HaMikdash is deriving from Kedushas Yerushalayim. And the Chiddush is that if there's no Mikdash, even though there's still Yerushalayim, it can lose its Kedusha. That's the Chiddush of the Sugya in Megillah. In the Sugya in Shavuos, there's no Chiddush at all. If there's no Bayis, it loses its Kedusha HaBayis, because it only got its Kedusha in the first place because it was a Bayis. So now Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, all the Dikdukim Boim Al Yeshuvam. So we understand why in Shavuos Rashi says that the lo yazunu einayim in ahechal, because it has in Shavuos it has a din of a bayis mamish, so we don't want them to look inside. Whereas in Megillah it's only that they shouldn't walk into a holy place. Not that they shouldn't even look at it. If they shouldn't even look at it, that's a much higher level, because that's when it has kedushas bayis mamish. And now we understand why Rashi explains. Only in Shavuos, who did the first Kedusha? Because that's talking about Kedushas HaMikdash. In Megillah, where he's talking about Kedushas Yerushalayim, we don't know who gave it the Kedusha. We understand why Rashi in Megillah says, Mishatech Rav, that it loses its Kedusha after it was destroyed, because that's a Chiddush. That even though Yerushalayim is still there, the Beis HaMikdash should lose its Kedusha after the Bayis is destroyed, since it's not getting its Kedusha from the fact that it's a Bayis. But in Shavuos, Rashi doesn't have to say that after it's destroyed, it loses its Kedusha according to the Mandarma, it's not Kitchel Lassit level, because that's Pasha. So, Yerushalayim, the Sugya and Megillah is talking about Kedushas HaMikdash, Mitzad, having derived from Yerushalayim, and the Sugya in Shavuos is the Kedushas HaMikdash, Mitzad Kedushas HaBayis, and that explains all of the Dikdukin. And I just wanted to add a Raya for this yisod of the Kedusha of the Mikdash stemming from Yerushalayim, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says the Mechilta, Achlo Nivcha Yerushalayim, until before Yerushalayim was chosen, Haisa Kol Eretz Yisrael Ksher Olam Mizbechos. All of Eretz Yisrael was kosher for Mizbechos. Mishenivcha Yerushalayim Yatzas Eretz Yisrael. After Yerushalayim was chosen, all of Eretz Yisrael was no longer Ksher Olam Mizbechos. Achlo Nivcha, and they bring a pasuk. Achlo Nivcha Beis Olam Haisa Yerushalayim Ruhi Lishchina. Before the Beis Olam, the Beis Hamikdash was chosen, Yerushalayim was Ruhi Lishchina. After the Beis Olam was chosen, Yatzas Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is no longer Ruuya Lishchina. But you see, if you're Medayik, as the Or Avram and others are Medayik, the Or Avram and Hilchos Tshuva, if you're Medayik in this Medrash, it says that all of Eretz Yisrael was Ruhi Lishchina to bring Korbanos. And then Eretz Yisrael went out and only Yerushalayim has it. But it doesn't say that only the Beis HaMikdash is Ruhi Lishchina and not Yerushalayim. It says only Yerushalayim is Ruhi Lishchina. So there are really two dinim. In order to have a Beis HaMikdash, you need to be Ruhi Lishchina, but you also need to be Ruhi Lishchina. The Beis HaMikdash being Ruhi Lishchina only comes from Yerushalayim. So therefore you would even have a Havamita to think that even though Yerushalayim is destroyed, even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you can still bring Karbanos there because it's still in Yerushalayim. And the Chiddush is no, it's no longer a Makom Ruhi Lishchina. But it's still the Mizbechos Yerushalayim. It never says Yerushalayim went out of being a Makom Ruhi Lishchina. It just says Yerushalayim is a Makom Ruhi Lishchina, and then the Beis Olamim was chosen as the Makom Ruhi Lishchina. So Yerushalayim is not Ruhi Lishchina like the Beis HaMikdash is. But Ruhi Lishchina, it doesn't say Yatzas Yerushalayim. It says Yatzas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is no longer Ruhi Lishchina. But Yerushalayim is always Ruhi Lishchina, even though there's a Beis HaMikdash. The only thing is you can't, Lemaisa, you can't bring Befoal Karbanos there because it's not the Makom HaShechina. But being Ruhi Lishchina, it's still Ruhi Lishchina. So when you're bringing the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, it's only Mikoch Kedushas Yerushalayim. Like we learned in the Sugya, in Meseches Megillah. So these are just, obviously there's so much more to say in the Sugya, but I like the methodological lesson that we learn, how you should be Medayik and Rashi in both Sugyas, and see how we're dealing with two different Inyanim, and we should be Zochem Mirt Hashem, Lahagdil Torah Ulahadira, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.